Good morning.
Good morning.
Is it just you, Hannah?
I think so.
Okay. We'll wait a half minute or so and it starts. Hopefully somebody will come.
I'm sure they will. I was right at 9 o'clock, so.
I understand. Well, let's begin. Today we are studying the fourth aliyah of the double portion of Vayechel Pekudei. It begins with Exodus chapter 38, verse 1, and concludes with chapter 39, verse 1. This is a total of 32 verses. The number 32 is the connects to the 32 paths of wisdom spoken of in the Sefer Yetzirah. And the number 32 is the gematria of the Hebrew word lev, meaning heart. Verse 1. Vayas et mizbach ha'olah tzeshitim ha'meshamot Arko v'chamesh amorach bo ravua v'shalo losh amot komato v'ya as karnel tav al arba pinotav mimenu hayu karnotav vaitzach oto nechoshet vayas et kol kalei hamizbeach et hasirot v'et hayayim v'et hamizrakot et hamizvagot ואת המחתות כל כליו עשה נחושת ויעש למזבח מקבר המעשה רשת נחושת תחת קרקובו מלמטה עד חצו ויצוק Arba tabaot, ba'arba haktaot, lemikbar hanchoshet, batim labadim, vayaser hambadim, atse sheitim, vayetzafotam nechoshet, ויאבה את הבדים בטבעות על צלות המזבח לשאת אותו בהם מבולוחות עשה אותו ויעשה את הכיור נחושת ואת כנו נחושת המרות הצובות אשר צבו פתח אוהל מועד ויעש את החצר לפת נגב תימנה תלה Belshazzar, Mea Ba'ama Amudehem, Esrim Adehem, Esrim Nechoshet, Vavi Ha'amudim, Vachashukehem, Kaseh. Velifat kafon mea va'ama amudehem esrim liadnehem esrim nechoshet wavi ha'amudim v'chashukehem yaseh velifat yam kelaim Chamishim ba'ama amudehem, asara v'yadnehem, asara wawi ha'amudim, v'chashukehem kasef, v'lifat kedma mizracham chamishim ama kelaim. Amesh esre, ama el hakate, amudehem, shlosha v'yadehem, shlosha v'klakate, hashenit mize u'mize l'shar, echater kalayim, chamesh esre, Ama amudehem shelosha, yadnehem shelosha, kol kalei chatzer, saviv shesh, mashzar, v'ha'adanim la'amudim, nechoshet vavei, Vavei ha'amudim v'chashukehem kesev v'tzipur ha'shehem kasef v'hem mechushakim kesef kol amudei ha'chatzer u'masach shah
has joined.
Let be our gaman. The tola at Shani Vishesh Mash Zar. The Esrim Ama Orech Vikoma Verohav. Tameshamot le umat la kale hechatzer. V'yamudehem arba'a. V'yadnehem arba'a. Nechoshet va'wawehem kesef v'tzipu. Rashehem v'chashukehem. Kasef v'kol ha'tedot la'mishkan v'lechatzer Saviv nechoshet elef v'kudei la'mishkan mishkan ha'edut asher pukadal imoshe avodat ha'levim V'yareitamar ben acharon ha-kohen u'talel ben uri ben hur l'mate Yehuda asa et kol asher tziwa Adonai yo-he-wa-he adanu yo Yo aheda wanu heyo et Moshe. We aito achaliyav ben achisamach Mate Dan Tarash Vehoshev Virokem Bat Kelet Uva Agaman Utola At Ashani Uva Shesh Kol Hazahav Asu Lam Laka Bekom Melechet HaKodesh HaVayehi Zahav HaTnufa Teshav Yisrim Kikar Ushva Meod Ushloshim Shekel B'Shekel HaKodesh V'Kesev Petrude HaEda Meat Kikar V'Elef Ushva Meod Vachamisha v'shivim shekel b'shekel hakodesh v'kala gulgulet machatzit hashekel b'shekel hakodesh l'kol ha'over al hapekudeim Biben Esrim Shana Wama'ala Lushesh Meot Elef Ushloshet Alafim Vachamesh Meot Vachamishim Vayehi Meat Kikar HaKesef Latzeket Et Adnei HaKodesh V'et adnei haparochet me'at adanim limat hakikar. Kikar le'auden v'et ha'elef ushva ha'meot v'chamisha v'shivim asa v'avim le'amudim v'tzipa. Shechem v'chishak otam unchoshet hatonufa shivim kiyikar v'alpayim v'arba me'ok shekel v'ya'as ba'ed adonai petach ohel mo'ed v'et mizbach hanechoshet v'et mikbar hanechoshet asher lo v'et kol kelei hamizbeach v'et adonai hechatzel tzavi v'et adei sha'ar hechatzel v'et kol yitzdot hamishkan Kol yitot echatzir saviv umin atekelet v'hargaman v'tola'at ahashani asu bigdesh sorad l'sharet v'kodesh v'ya'asu Et bigdei hakodesh asher le'aharon kasher tziwa Adonai yohewahei adanu yo yohahei dawanu heyo et Moshe. That's the completion of the 32 verses in the Hebrew reading. Now we're studying the English translation. And he made the altar for the burnt offerings of acacia wood, 5 cubits long and 5 cubits wide, square, and it was 3 cubits high. The real question is, why is it important for us to know that the cubits were square. I mean, that the altar is square. It's clear that if you make it 5 cubits long and 5 cubits wide, that it's square. So why was that additional word added? And he made its horns on its four corners. Its horns were from it, and he overlaid it with copper. And he made all the implements of the altar, the pots and the shovels and the sprinkling basins and the flesh hooks and the pans. He made all of its implements of copper. And he made for the altar a copper grating of netting work beneath its ledge from below until its middle. And he cast 4 rings on the 4 ends of the copper grating, holders for the poles. We could ask the question regarding the altar and the other items, that why was the copper netting, is what's its purpose? Because it seems to be porous, the light, so that we can spew through the holes. And what is the reason that it stops in the middle of the altar's height? Whenever you see the word middle, you're talking about the central column. But all of this is questions without answers as of yet, at least for me. Continuing on verse 6. And he made the poles of acacia wood, and he overlaid them with copper. And he inserted the poles into the rings on the sides of the altar with which to carry it. He made it hollow out of boards. And he made the washstand of copper and its base of copper from the mirrors of the women who had set up the legions, who congregated at the entrance of the tent of meeting. And he made the courtyard on the southern side. There were hangings for the courtyard and twisted fine linen, 100 cubits. And their pillars, 20, and their sockets, 20 of copper, the hooks of the pillars and their bands of silver. And for the northern end, 100 cubits, their pillars, 20, and their sockets, 20 of copper, the hooks of the pillars and their bands of silver. And for the western side, hangings 50 cubits, their pillars 10 and their sockets 10, the hooks of the pillars and their bands of silver. And for the eastern end, 50 cubits, the hangings on the shoulder, 15 cubits, their pillars 3 and their sockets 3. And on the second shoulder, on either side of the gate of the courtyard, hangings of 15 cubits, their pillars 3 and their sockets 3. At the hangings of the courtyard all around were of twisted fine linen. And the sockets for the pillars were copper. The hooks of the pillars and their bands were silver. And the overlay of their tops were silver. And they were banded with silver, all the pillars of the courtyard. And the screen of the gate of the courtyard was the work of an embroiderer of blue, purple, and crimson wool and twisted fine linen, 20 cubits long, and its height in the width was 5 cubits, corresponding to the hangings of the courtyard. And their pillars 4 and their sockets 4 of copper, their hooks silver, and the overlay of their tops and their bands were silver. And all the pegs of the Mishkan and of the courtyard all around, copper. These are the numbers of the Mishkan of the testimony, which were counted at Moses' command. The work of the Levites under the direction of Itamar, the son of Aaron the Kohen. Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, all of the tribe of Judah, had made all that the Lord had commanded Moses. Why do we need to have the lineage of Bezalel since we had that prior to the golden calf in the earlier two parashiyot. We know if he had just said Bezalel, we would have known who he meant. So what is the lineage and the connection to the tribe of Judah? Why is it necessary? And the same thing applies in the next verse to Oholiab. With him was Oholiab, son of Ahimasama of the tribe of Dan, a craftsman and a master weaver, and an embroiderer in blue, purple, and crimson wool, and in linen. You'll notice that Bezalel's lineage is two generations, the son of Uri and the son of Hur. Oholiab is only one generation. Verse 24. All the gold that he had been used for the work in all the work of the holy, the gold of the waving, was 29 talents, 730 shekels, according to the holy shekel. We are transitioning into the Parsha of Pekudei. And this is consistent that it would be done on the fourth Aliyah. Because the fourth Aliyah represents Netzach. So anytime we are unifying something, we are connecting to eternity. Verse 25, the silver of the community numbers was 100 talents and 1,775 shekels, according to the holy shekel. One bekah per head, that is half a shekel, according to the holy shekel, for each one who goes through the counting from 20 years old and upward, for 603,550 people. 100 talents of the silver were used for casting the sockets of the holy and the sockets of the dividing curtain. 100 sockets out of 100 talents, one talent for each socket. And again, why do we need to know that? Because we could make the calculation ourselves. Being told there's 100 sockets and 100 talents, additional information, one talent for each socket. We could make this calculation ourselves, as I said. And out of the 1,775 shekels, he made hooks for the pillars, and he covered their tops and banded them. The copper of the waving was 70 talents and 2,400 shekels. From that he made the sockets of the entrance to the tent of meeting, the copper altar, the copper grating upon it, and all the implements of the altar, and the sockets of the courtyard all around, and the sockets of the gate into the courtyard, all the pegs of the Mishkan, and all the pegs of the courtyard all around. Chapter 39, verse 1. And out of the blue, purple, and crimson wool, they made the meshwork garments to serve in the holy. And they made Aaron's holy garments, as the Lord had commanded Moses. That's the completion of the reading. We have a few minutes, so we'll try and do one or more of the paragraphs in the parak. Shira. We are in chapter 5 on page 13. We are in paragraph 19
Has joined.
In the book of prophets by the sages was his first chapter, the one chapter that was included for the purpose of connecting a vaccine against the energy of the nation of Edo. The English translation of this verse is, the cat is saying, if you rise up like a vulture and place your nest among the stars, from there I shall bring you down, says Hashem. I think I read this yesterday, so that's my mistake. We discussed the whole idea of why would the cat be speaking about going out into outer space, nesting among the stars and so forth. What is the nature of the cat that is an appropriate blessing and praise of Hashem? So the next paragraph. Al-Achbar Omer Aromim Ka Adonai Yohewahe Adanuvio Yo ahida wanu heyo ki dilitani willo seimakta oyevaili. This is a verse from Psalms, the translation. And the mouth says, I shall exalt you, Hashem, for you have impoverished me, and you have not let my enemies rejoice over me. The mouse is hunted by rats, it's hunted by birds, it's hunted by many other animals. And as the mouse is saying, I'm praising you, Hashem, for my condition of poverty, of lack, of not having a real ability to protect myself except to hide in my hole. And what is the message for us? The message for human beings to know that the mouse is saying this praise is to recognize that what seems to us to be painful, what seems to be to us to be unjust and unfair, is absolutely correct. And we need to have joy and happiness in our situation, even if it is of lack. That doesn't mean that we can't ask for the lack to be fulfilled. But our first step is to accept the state we are in and be joyous and happy about it. Then you can ask for more. But to ask for more when you're not happy about where you are, this is a form of complaint. You don't accept your state of being than its form of complaint. And complaint blocks you receiving the fulfillments. We are out of time. Does anybody have any questions? And while you're unmuting yourselves, I'll remind you that we have three more classes at 11 o'clock. We have a Musar class. We have a Deep Zohar at 4:30. And at 7 o'clock, questions and answers. I also remind you that Motzi Shabbat, Saturday evening, is our connection to the new month, the new year of Nisan. Shalom Gadol. Have a beautiful afternoon.
Okay, you too, Hano. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you also. Shalom.